a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you been following events in China? They just celebrated their 4th of July. And part of the celebration was flying jets into Taiwan's airspace. They violated the territory of their sworn enemy. 38 military jets Saturday, 39 on Sunday, more than 50 of them yesterday.
China has violated Taiwan's airspace by flying military jets around.
China chuckles that this was like a military parade. People in capitalist Taiwan, our friends, our trading partners, grin and bear these ever-escalating tweaks all the time.
To ordinary people in Taiwan, life goes on because Beijing's harassment has become a new normal here.
Let me point out, when one Russian jet flies into U.S. airspace, it is news.
U.S. warplanes have intercepted Russian bombers and fighter jets off the Alaskan coast.
When more than 100 Chinese jets invade Taiwan's airspace like they did this week, the smallest mistake in the sky could spark war. China's president makes no bones about conquering Taiwan, and the U.S. better not get in the way. I'm an expert in Mandarin, and I'll translate his warning to English. We will never allow any foreign force to bully, coerce, or enslave us. Whoever attempts this surely breaks their head on the steel Great Wall built with blood and flesh of the Chinese people. This guy must have hired Kim Jong-un to be his speechwriter. But China can back up this bluster, and if they tweak Taiwan into war, what happens? Do we go to war with China? Would today's supply chain shortages here in the U.S. look like little hiccups? It's unclear, but it would only take one mistake in the sky, and we might find out.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.